It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for October 3rd of 2025. I'll have more to say about the just agreed to Michigan budget on next week's show. I need to get all the numbers and the facts before giving you my thoughts, of course, but at least school districts know what to do for the year, and it didn't have to be this way if not for the man-made delays by the Michigan MAGA House. Another man-made disaster happened in Michigan, but it's happening everywhere across the country. And that man-made disaster in this country is our gun violence epidemic. Before it gets pushed away into obscurity until the next mass shooting incident, which could happen at any time, Grand Blanc, Michigan experienced shock and horror when a man rammed his pickup truck into the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, shooting and killing two people while injuring others. The man also used gasoline to burn some of the church to the ground, in which two other people died while they were engulfed by the flames. Police arrived at the scene and were able to kill the gunman, who's been identified as a 40-year-old Burton man, a military veteran who served in Iraq. I won't say the man's name, which has already been shared by all the news outlets. Now, it's being reported, and news photos confirm this to be the case, that the man's pickup truck contained two American flags hanging on the back of it. Now, I've seen many of those pickup trucks, and hell, when I worked in and around the Saginaw area, I may have passed this guy. I mean, who knows? But because of this incident, am I now to fear the worst whenever I see a pickup truck that dons American flags on the back? Am I to assume violence is just around the corner? Am I to make assumptions that a person who has American flags draped on their pickup truck spells nothing but trouble? Should the government start rounding up all pickup trucks that look similar? MAGA, am I doing this right? No, really, MAGA, I want to know, am I doing this right? Because all I hear is if one person who might share some beliefs on the progressive side ends up killing somebody else, then that speaks for every progressive. After Charlie Kirk's murder, MAGA Republicans and influencers all rallied together to use Kirk's murder to intimidate and squash the free speech of anybody who dare criticize Kirk's long-held career of hate speech or the Trump regime's authoritarian tactics. And that's because Kirk's alleged murder held some pro-LGBTQ plus beliefs, even though the alleged killer didn't seem to champion any other progressive causes. Can't find anywhere where he's speaking against the oligarchy. But the one fact that baffled me was how we learned via the alleged murderer's text messages, if they are 100% real, was how he held no remorse for killing another human being and leaving that human being's kids without a father. No, he expressed more fear over how his dad and grandfather would get upset at him that he used and maybe worse, lost grandpa's prized gun. That's what was on the top of his mind. The alleged shooter did grow up in a pro-MAGA Republican gun-loving family. Now, before that day, that family and that shooter would have been described as good people with guns. Now, judging from the reporting in the Detroit Free Press, it appears the Grand Blanc killer held a deep disdain for the LDS Church, as he once had a relationship with a woman whose family was Mormon. Whatever the case, this monster killed four people, injured others, while traumatizing countless others for the rest of their lives. But we do know that he had a Trump-Pence sign in his yard and that he wore pro-Trump paraphernalia in some pictures. Yet, he's just one of the hundreds who have committed mass shootings in the United States this year. And that is the problem. Regardless of motives or mental state or capabilities, our country's gun violence epidemic continues. And that we can't even put limits on an AR-15-style rifle just in hopes of slowing down that kind of gun violence is an indictment of our politics and an indictment of MAGA Republican politics. We always hear about those good guys with guns. And let me tell you, up until last Sunday, many MAGA Republicans would have told you that the Grand Blanc shooter was the perfect illustration of a good guy with a gun. Yeah, they're all good guys until they're not. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Tigers, go Lions, and take the battle to them.